Good morning.
Good morning.
It is so good to see everybody on this Mother's Day Sunday, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that later on, but this morning I'm going to be talking about God is our mother, and talking about that from Scripture, and shepherding us through life. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. And we're so glad that you're with us today. We want to welcome those that might be listening online later this week. And as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Come, let us worship and praise God.
The Lord is our shepherd, our
God. Come, or celebrate the ways in which God cares for our lives. Even though difficulties happen, God is with us. Surely God's mercy and goodness chases us. Well, let's join together there, and you can turn in your hymn books to 416 if you'd like to use that this morning. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect. exaltation, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, love, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. With joy we gather this day in your house, O Lord. You are merciful. Our cup overflows. You lead us to green pastures and to still streams. You restore life. As we worship you today, open our hearts to your joy for us. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And we want to just take a few moments this morning to honor our mothers that are with us today. And we're so glad that you are here. And I see some of those daughters out there also this morning that are also mothers and that have come to be with their mothers and some of the family. And so I'm going to do something a little different, although sometimes I share jokes about this because I'm going to talk more about mothers and my mother in the sermon this morning. These are Mother's Day jokes from celebrities. See if they hit home a little bit here. It's not easy being a mom. If it were easy, fathers would do it. That's Betty White. Yeah, see, you know her orneriness. When your children are teenagers, it's important to have a dog so that someone in the house is happy to see you. That's Nora Ephron. I'm not sure if I know who that is, but anyways. I always say, if you aren't yelling at your kids, you're not spending enough time with them. Reese Witherspoon. I want my children to have all the things I couldn't afford. Then I want to move in with them. Phyllis Diller. When my kids become wild and unruly, I use a nice, safe playpen. When they're finished, I climb out. Irma Bombeck. Yes, yeah. So I knew there were some names on there that you guys were familiar with, and I love them because those are just feelings that moms go through at times when things are hectic and their kids are little or as they become teenagers. And then things shift a little bit as they get older and become adults themselves. We just want to say thank you. As if you happen to see the sign out there, thank you, moms, for all that you do. Your love and support and kindness and, yes, even the times you got on us and yelled at us and disciplined us and all of those kind of things. We appreciate all of that. And sometimes until you're older, you don't always fully understand that. So before we move on this morning, we want to take a moment And we're going to have all of our moms and grandmas and all of you to stand up for just a moment. And I'm going to say a special prayer blessing. So come on, moms, don't be embarrassed. Stand up. And or you could be a soon to be mom. I don't know all the details about that. But, oh man, this is great. It's good to see all of you today. So let's pray real quick here. God, we are just so thankful and grateful for the moms and grandmothers in our lives and what they meant to us through the years. And we just ask your blessing and your hand upon each one of them, your protection and care over them as they cared and protected and took care of us through the years. Bless them and give them a wonderful day today as we ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, you may be seated, and I'm going to invite our kids, if they would come forward this morning, all of our children this morning, make their way down. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Great. Okay, so it's Mother's Day, and so I'm going to ask you, so you've got to participate with me this morning. I'm going to ask you to tell me one thing about mom that you are thankful for. What's something that maybe mom does for you, or whatever maybe says to you, or whatever, or just being with you, however that is, what are you thankful for? What do you think? Good. We can come back. Okay, can you think of one? You're what? Did you say I'm sorry? Is that the times that you have to ask mom to, you're sorry about something? Ah, and does mom get mad at you? After, now we know moms get mad at us before, you know, but what about after you say you're sorry? Yeah, that's much better, yes. Yeah, and sometimes they give us hugs and everything else. Yeah, what do you think? What was it? Oh, yeah, feeding us. I shouldn't ask this, but she walked her. Oh, she said yes. What do you think? That she loves you, yes. Food, yeah. Food, a man's heart, huh? What do you think? Chicken nuggets? Does your mom give you chicken nuggets? Or does she buy you chicken nuggets? Yes. What's yours?
Good question.
Oh, come on. Can you think anything? Does she keep the bed bugs out of your bed? Oh, that she got you dolls? Yeah, that's good. That's good. You think of one? Food? Okay, yes. 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 I was always thankful for all the little things my mom did for me when I was growing up. You know, every time she takes you to one of your sporting events, that's a big thing. Driving around, taking you to places, different activities you do. Yeah, I mean, we could go on and talk about that. And what? Dad does that too? Well, we'll talk about that on Father's Day. So just hold on a little bit longer on that one. When we get into June, yes, for Father's Day. But we are very grateful. And do you know there are passages in the Bible where it talks about God who acts like a mother towards us and has compassion for us and cares for us and watches over us. And that's a good thing that we know that God kind of holds us in the good. That's good. Yes. But usually more, I think of sometimes moms being more the huggers, but you never know. Doesn't matter. Yes. So, remember that God loves us so much that God is like a mother at times to us. He watches over us, He cares for us, protects us, and that's a good thing to know this morning. So I'm going to let you go on downstairs. I'm not going to take long. Everybody will, hopefully people will be getting together with their moms, maybe taking them out to eat or having something special going on later on. And that's a good thing. So, well, we want to go to our prayer as they are heading down. And we want to give you a chance to share your joys or concerns today. And we want to do that. So maybe you would like to. Go ahead. Did you say Sue?
Sue Hart.
Oh, okay. Somebody else?
Unspoken.
All right. Unspoken this morning. Someone else? Yes.
Unspoken.
Okay. Somebody else? Yep.
I have a joy. I went to a class reunion Friday.
Ah. I don't want to ask how many years ago it was.
Back in 1975.
Ah, 1975. Yes. Unspoken. Okay.
Well, somebody made up a list.
Yeah.
Ah.
But Billy Thomas, a lot of people know her from teaching. She had her gallbladder out. And then we want to still keep the carnals because today is the calling hours and the funeral today. And then Ian and then your brother Mike and Jill.
Okay, Ian. And Mike, by the way, I think I shared this a little bit last week, but he's been doing real well. And so I thank you for the prayers for him. Did you say Phil? What was the last
Jill.
One?
Jill.
Who?
Jill.
Oh, Jill. Oh, Jill. Yes, yes. I don't, she got one more treatment coming up? Okay, that's what I thought. I'm not sure when that's going to be, but one more treatment, yes. And all right. Somebody else? Someone else, yes.
Jenny Bias, B-I-A-S. She was our dad's hospice nurse, and we all loved her. And she unfortunately was diagnosed with cancer recently and had surgery and is undergoing treatment.
Would you be willing to fill out a prayer slip and then I'll get her on June's monthly calendar? Because yes, and we want to remember. She was wonderful. She was. And we really appreciated her kindness through that when Jody's dad was struggling with all that and going through that. So somebody else. Yes.
One of my coworkers was just diagnosed with breast cancer. Hmm.
Can you share her name or you want to keep it anonymous?
Yeah, until I
okay, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. And I understand that. I'm always kind of cautious about that. So, yes.
My sister-in-law is going to be moved to a rehab tomorrow. She's been in the hospital for 30-some days in the high state. So.
Okay. And that's Linda. Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. Somebody else. Yep.
I
think that somebody had mentioned that, right? Yeah. Was that Ellie's mom?
No.
That's what I thought. I didn't realize that. until somebody said something this week, and I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that that was the Carnums were.
No, it is?
Huh?
Two different families.
Oh, okay. Okay. So are there two Carnums then that we're praying about or not?
No.
I need some clarification here.
I was a bus driver and she had six boys.
Okay.
Calling ours and a few more are today.
Okay. Well, we want to remember
Elliot's mom was Hawkins.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. I was getting confused on that. So somebody else. Anybody else then this morning? We want to remember Carla. They are in Kansas seeing their son and the granddaughters before Matthew heads to Poland with the tank unit that he is the lieutenant colonel that commands that. And but she, I think it's Tuesday, she is having her other knee replaced. So she's going to be out about 4 weeks playing with us. Thank you, David, for helping us out. And keep her in your prayers. And she's going to be having that surgery this coming week. Anybody else then before we go to prayer? Yes. Thank you. Yes, I was shocked when I heard because I have their daughter. I've had her in class. I think she's a sophomore and I had no clue what was going on there. So thank you for that. The Weaver family. Yes. And yeah, they lost their mom to breast cancer. I think it was. Yeah. Okay. Can we have a name or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, her name's Miranda.
Miranda? Okay. So we want to remember Miranda and for the tests coming up with her. So yes, definitely can do that. Anybody else then? Anybody else? All right. Well, as he's going to have us a song that's going to be played and it'll give you a chance to pray there quietly in your seats for some of these names that happen to pop back in your mind. And then I'll come and close us out. Pause today. I'm reminded of those times in Jesus' life when he came upon people that were hurting and afflicted and felt like they were lost in all that was going on. And you, we were told by the scripture that Jesus had compassion on them. And Lord, today as we pause and those that were mentioned, the requests and needs, today, Lord, we ask that you would extend your compassion on those that are in need today. Those that are hurting and troubled and feel like in the midst of everything that they're lost today. And Lord, we want to lift up Ellie's family with the loss of their mom. God, that you will bring comfort and peace to them and the Carnum family and the other family, Lord, that was mentioned. God, we just ask in the Weaver family, Lord, we just ask for your compassion and comfort and grace to be with all of them today. Lord, we lift up Billy, who's recovering from the gallbladder being taken out, for Ian, Lord. With the health issues there and the serious nature that was going on. And God, we pray for your grace and your healing. there, and for Jill, Lord, who is going to be going in for treatments, and Jenny, Lord, also, and Monica's friend, Lord. Lord, we just lift up each of them as they are going through these times, and we pray for faith, we pray for encouragement, pray for strength and for healing, Lord. We lift up Linda, Lord, asking for your healing strength for her, Lord, as she's just been battling, for struggling for so long, God. We ask for your mercy and grace for her today. Lord, we lift up Miranda, who's going in for tests, Lord, or maybe she already has and waiting for the results of that. Lord, we just ask for your grace and your healing touch there. But we also ask, Lord, for a good report. And so we trust you today. Lord, we lift up Carla. Give them a safe trip coming back from Kansas. But also be with her this week as she has her other knee replaced. Lord, may you give her strength and healing, speedy recovery, and guide the surgeon's hands as they work with her. And we're thankful for that today. Lord, we lift up these three unspoken requests today, and maybe there's others, Lord, that maybe couldn't share something that's been on their heart here recently, and it could be for them or for somebody else. We just lift up those also, God, and ask that you would meet those needs and that you would extend your grace and your love into those situations, whatever they may be. And thank you that we can always cast our burdens and our heavy loads upon you, God. Jesus, you told us that we can exchange our heavy burden for your light burden, and that we can find rest in the process. So help us today to let those things go today and leave them here in this place, and then we can go out freer and more joyful because of it, because we're trusting in you. Lord, we continue to lift up those on our monthly list. Some of those that are facing serious situations. Some of them that are serving in our armed forces and just needing your protection and love. And we ask that you would be with all of them and meet those needs, those that need strength today, and your grace, God. And we're thankful for all of that. And Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of our service today. As we break the bread of your word, I pray that you will just feed our souls, and may our hearts be filled with joy as we think about our moms and our grandmothers and all that they did for us and continue to do. And we're so thankful and grateful today as we ask your blessing now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for joining us in prayer. Appreciate that. I know it makes a difference in people's lives, especially when they know that people are praying for them. So, well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Don't forget, you can just drop your change or dollar bills into the bucket, and then the rest of your offering into the offering plates. We thank you so much for that continued faithfulness that continues the work of the ministry out through here, or the hands of God and Jesus outreached into our community and our world. God bless you as you give today. let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Generous God, thank you for our mothers and all we have received from you. Bless these gifts and use them in love and peace. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. It's funny, sometimes on the Sundays that we have noisy collection, sometimes people drop in a little bag of coins. And when Abby gave me the plate this morning, my hand went like this, and I was like, and I looked, and there was a big bag of coins in there. But anyways, I don't know if somebody is trying to send me a message, but I found this on the pulpit this morning. It's a mint. Now, Jim's not here, and he usually sits right in front. I was going to ask him. I was like, are you trying to tell me something about my breath? But yeah. Anyways, I want to talk to you this morning about the 23rd Psalm. A very familiar, and it just happens to be our lectionary psalm today. And I'm going to talk a little bit more, but you can see if you happen to grab the sermon outline sheet this morning, as I titled it a Mother's Day Psalm. But let's read this. I'm reading from the Common English Version, so it'll be a little different this morning. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He lets me rest in grassy meadows. He leads me to restful waters. He keeps me alive. He guides me in proper paths for the sake of his good name. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no danger because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they protect me. You set a table for me right in front of my enemies. You bathe my head in oil. My cup is so full it spills over. Yes, goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the Lord's house as long as I live. And that's God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, a mother and her kids, her two boys, were on a sledding adventure. And the discussion kind of happened that between the mother and one of the sons. And here's kind of how it went. Honey, scolded the mom, you shouldn't always keep everything for yourself. I've told you so many times that you should let your brother play with all the different things and the toys in the house. The boy replied, Mom, I've been doing it. I take the sled going down the hill, and he takes the sled coming up the hill. You get that? Okay, a Mother's Day Psalm this morning, a Mother's Day Psalm. So this is going to be a little different. You're going to notice it's a little bit different because I've very personalized this morning. But when I was a kid, I didn't fully realize how much my mom or what my mom fully did for me until I had kids of my own. And if you're a mother here today, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Today, we're going to consider the 23rd Psalm, a poem about God as shepherd and host, from the perspective, if you'll allow me, of my mom this morning. So with that, we're going to look at two things. First of all, my mom was like a shepherd. My mom was like a shepherd. Obviously, she took care of us. She took care of us. We were her lambs, so to speak. She fed me, she supported me, she watched TV with me, she let me grow up. I was thinking about this, and I've thought about it quite often lately. She let me grow up without many cares or worried. I've talked about this before, and I've always been a little concerned because our young people on social media have access to some of the worst things in our world instantly. When I was growing up, we never heard of things, wars. We never heard of things happening around the world. It took weeks and months. And if my parents didn't talk about it, we never heard it. Because I never usually sit down and watch the nightly news like my dad did. But they know things instantly. And their anxiety level is a whole different thing. And I just didn't grow up with that. And yes, she yelled at me when I earned it. I can think of one time I smarted off in the kitchen to my mom. And I never, you know what I normally heard? Wait till your dad gets home. Well, this time, my mom got mad at me and she went in and grabbed the yardsticks and she came after me. And I remember hiding around on the other side of the table that she couldn't get to me. And I was like, I think I was more in shock because I had never seen my mom ever do anything like that before. But she supported me through my high moments and my low moments. There was a time in my life, one of the lowest times ever in my life, and I came home, and you know what? One of my mom's first things she asked me, "What do you want to eat? I'll make you whatever you want." That was her way. Mom provided a clean place. She provided clean clothes. She prepared meals. She arranged and took me to lessons, appointments, activities, you know, with sports and the fair and 4-H and all of that. She paid attention to deadlines to make sure that I was on time. She was like a host and a shepherd, just what we read about in the story, the scripture this morning. She loved us in her own way. You know, I didn't have any idea, you know, as I'm thinking back about this, I've thought about it a lot. My mom passed about 10 years ago from a major stroke that she had. She passed at 82. And, but I, you know, I've often thought about all the time, the energy and the love that it took to care for me. But when you're a kid, you don't even think about that. Because it's just oblivious to you. Until I had kids of my own. And then everything changed. And I can't imagine, because I was the youngest, I was the oops that showed up 8 years later. My older siblings, so they were, all of them except my closest sister, was still at the house. And you know, so there was five of us in total. So there was four of them all at once. And then I kind of came along later, which they all accused me of being spoiled and got away with murder. But anyways, and maybe I didn't fully appreciate all she did for me until later in life. She didn't always say it until later in life about that she loved us. But we knew it because she showed me love by what she did for me. When I think back of all those things. You know, and sometimes I know she did things that a lot of times today is split between moms and dads. And it, you know, it's different. But she really did do things that I couldn't imagine. And then not only that, but she was involved with my dad in the Gideon's ministry. She served 40 years in the nursery. Now, granted, not every Sunday, but at least every or a couple times a month or once a month. And then at the last church they were at, she oversaw the nursery ministry and made sure there were workers and people covered and all of that. And they gave her a towel that was like a servant's towel, you know, before several years before she passed, and said, "Thank you for 40 years of ministry in the nursery and what she did there." I can remember when I was young and then on summer vacation and I had to go along with them. Mom took grandma to get her hair done, to the groceries, just all of these things. And so many of you do similar things today. Maybe your mom is similar, or maybe she was different. Maybe she showed you love in her own way as well. Maybe your mom didn't do all those kind of things, but she showed it in other ways. And that's okay. My mom was like a shepherd to us. And I am very grateful for that to this very day. Now, let's look at it a little bit different. God is like a mother. God is like a mother. As the psalmist likened God to a shepherd, I want to liken God this morning to a mother. After losing both of my grandmothers and then my mom and now my mother-in-law, I've come to appreciate God's mother-like features and characteristics in Scripture. Listen to this from Isaiah 66:13. As a mother comforts her children, so I will comfort you. That's the Lord speaking. And then from Deuteronomy 32, verse 11, like an eagle protecting her nest, hovering over her young, God spreads out his wings and took hold of Israel, carrying her on his back. Beautiful picture that's painted there for us to see. Why? Like my mother, God cares for us. God provides, as we read in Psalm 23. God protects. God comforts us. And sometimes, maybe more often than not, we're just unaware. We just go through life. And the psalmist this morning reminds us, because notice the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me. It's very personal. And you know what? I don't think it's a wrong thing to say that we're unaware or we don't realize what God is doing for us because we're living our lives. Maybe it's just part of that simple, deep trust that we have in God's goodness. Like, I never thought one morning I'd wake up and my mom wouldn't be there. You know, that same kind of trust. And that takes me then into this, is God loves us unconditionally. We don't even realize the extent to which God loves us because, as 1 John tells us, God's very nature is love. God can't do anything else but love us, no matter what happens. And when we think about that, you know, it's hard to fully understand that God will always love. Even when we feel like we've done the worst things in the world, or even shook our fist at God, or we're mad at God about something, God still loves us, just like my mom did. Just like my mom. And I can think of some instances where I got mad at my mom a few times. Yeah, but she still loved me. I can almost see and hear what she would say in that moment. All too often, we're busy living our lives, working, paying our bills, taking care of our kids, taking care of ourselves. Yet the amazing thing is that God is like a mother who keeps loving, caring, guiding, supporting, and even more. As I close this morning, I'm going to put it up on the PowerPoint here in just a moment. I want you to listen. You'll be able to read it too. As I read Janice Hunt Johnson's translation, or her own version of the 23rd Psalm written for Mother's Day. Let's look at it. God is my mother, shepherding me through life. I have everything I need. God makes me take a breather, lie in grass, walk beside peaceful streams, and I feel God's healing power. God gives me fabulous meals, motivational conversations, and steers me in the right direction for goodness sakes. Yes, even when really bad things happen or I get into big trouble, I don't have to be afraid of anything because you, our mother, make everything all right. Even if things are looking grim and we're surrounded by bad news, you don't run and hide. You protect me. You keep preparing only the best for me right there in front of me. You choose me for a special purpose. You comfort me. You always provide me with more than I need. Without a doubt, all your goodness, patience, and forgiveness will persistently follow me for as long as I live, and I will live in your heart and home forever and ever. What a beautiful, beautiful picture of the psalm for us this morning. Wow, I love that. I found that this week online and I thought, oh, I got to use that. Whether we realize it or not, God has our backs always. Just like my mom did for me. My mom wasn't perfect, not at all. Yet she was the one who loved and cared for me. And I am so grateful for that today. And now I am grateful for the mother-like characteristics of God in my life. A Mother's Day song. Amen and amen. Well, let's just take a few moments and greet one another and share that blessing before we close out this morning. All right, we are going to sing a chorus. I thought that this was in our hymn book, but it was not. And we've sung it in the past with an insert at one time. Carla had put it on the sheet, on the piano for us. So we're going to sing it this morning. And it's a chorus that I grew up singing quite often. And so hopefully it'll come back to you. Some of you may remember it or know it from various places. But it's Jesus, name above all names this morning. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Amen. I think we can sing it again. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Well, let's join together there for our benediction in the bulletin. Go forth in joy and hope this day. May God keep us in perfect peace. May God sustain us with joy. May our lives overflow with God's love and grace. Amen.